is VOA News. I'm Richard Green.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kiev will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended-range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian forces say they have conducted an organized retreat from a town in the eastern region of the Donbas, handing the Kremlin's forces a rare but modest battlefield triumph. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
A Ukrainian military official says the army retreated from Solidar to preserve the lives of the personnel and that the soldiers have moved to previously prepared defense positions. Moscow has portrayed the battle for the salt mining town near the city of Bakhmut as key to capturing the entire Donbas. The accomplishment takes the Russian forces a step closer to Bakhmut, though military analysts say capturing Solidar is more symbolic than strategic. I'm Charles De La Desma.
This is VOA News. An immigrant farm worker in the U.S. was formally charged with premeditated murder on Wednesday in the fatal shooting of seven co-workers near San Francisco. The 66-year-old Chinese citizen and the lone suspect in Monday's massacre at two mushroom farms in the seaside town of Half Moon Bay was formally presented with seven counts of murder and a single count of attempted murder during his first court appearance. Meanwhile, the police chief in Monterey Bay, California, where 11 people were shot and killed and nine others wounded at a ballroom dance hall 2 days earlier, is defending his decision not to warn the public for hours that a killer was on the loose. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Monterey Park Police Chief Scott Weiss tells the AP other law enforcement in the region were alerted, but it didn't make sense to warn the public late at night, even after receiving a report that the suspect may have targeted another club nearby.
I'm not going to send my officers door to door waking people up and telling them that we're looking for a male Asian in Monterey Park. It's not going to do us any good.
They brought in the LA County Sheriff's Department, which confirmed the fatalities to the AP about 4 hours after the shooting. But it was roughly an hour later that first word came a suspect was at large. Several hours after that, he was found dead in his van. I'm Ben Thomas.
The first black-owned marijuana store opened in New York City this week, more than a year after the state legalized the drug. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
This is a historic purchase in New York City at the first black-owned marijuana store. Owner Darius Connor is making his very first sale to his dad, Roland, another owner of Smacked LLC. Lawmakers had promised the first licenses would be awarded to entrepreneurs with prior marijuana-related arrests or convictions in hopes of giving them a head start against corporate competitors. Roland Connor is one of them, now with the second licensed shop in the city.
Everybody deserves a second chance. You know, we don't have to be stigmatized because we did some mistakes in the past. There's an opportunity to right those wrongs, those draconian drug laws from the past.
The state has joined 20 others to legalize marijuana. Sales will be taxed at 13.5%, revenue that will be kicked back into schools, public housing, and services for addiction and mental health.
That was Angela Johnston reporting for Reuters. The United Nations says the production of opium in Myanmar has flourished since the military seizure of power. A report released Thursday by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime says the country saw a 33% increase in the cultivation of poppies in 2022, the first full growing season since the military overthrew the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.